don't know how you came by this record, but you are now embarked upon a journey that must certainly lead you to change your life forever.
This is The Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to The Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. We're continuing the theme of last week's Vinyl Garage with more way cool, gimmicky album cover packaging. And we're starting with LP covers that articulate in some fashion with help from the album's owner. The first example of which being the self-titled first album by The Soft Machine, their only release to feature Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes' Kevin Ayers. Along with being already a pricier gatefold, the front cover of their LP included a wheel that when turned would show different pictures inside die-cut windows. From that long player, the single, Joy of a Toy, from November of 1968.
Thank you. But Sandy, you and me gotta move. Can you refuse? No time to lose. We'll hit the high road early this morning. So don't be late, don't hesitate. This dream can pass just as fast as lightning. And oh, Sandy, incidentally, attract a big crowd and drink around to this town.
The Soft Machine was the poster child of the Canterbury music scene, and quite frankly, an acquired taste. And not surprisingly, the namesake of the equally unusual William S. Burroughs novel. You can consider your comfort zone expanded. The next track was the exact opposite, the highly recognizable Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin, from Zep 3, whose cover also employed a wheel and die-cut windows to display different pictures. British glam rock band The Sweets' 1976 LP Give Us a Wink, thanks to an eye-shaped die cut on the cover and multiple opened and closed eye graphics on the inner sleeve, gave the impression of winking when the inner sleeve is pulled out. We heard the album's first single, Action. Similar in design and articulation was The Faces' final studio LP, Ooh La La, from 1973. The cover graphics displays 1920s comedian Ettore Petrolini's stage character Gaston, whose eyes and mouth moves into a leering smile when the edge of the cover is pushed down. This cover design survived throughout multiple reissues, as late as 2017. We heard the first single taken from the above LP, Cindy Incidentally. A real working zipper graced the first Rolling Stones LP released on their own namesake label, Sticky Fingers. Lowering the zipper revealed a pair of underwear. We'll hear Can't You Hear Me Knockin', a track featuring guests Bobby Keys on sax and Billy Preston on keys.
Yeah!
exactly easy finding radio-friendly Velvet Underground tracks from their 1966 LP, The Velvet Underground and Nico, an album sometimes called Peel Slowly and See, due to the banana sticker affixed to the cover. The reason? It's included here. Here's the second single, Sunday Morning, a conscious attempt at a hit, due to the song's higher production level and uncharacteristically uncontroversial subject matter. Lead vocals by Nico.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawn in. Sunday morning, it's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Early dawning, Sunday morning, it's all the streets you cross. Not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will come. It's nothing at all.
Alice Cooper was no stranger to the gimmicky, over-the-top album cover. 1973's Muscle of Love was released in a cardboard box. Billion Dollar Baby's LP was fashioned after a billfold with a detachable billion-dollar bill inside. And 1972's School's Out was, when unfolded, a student's desk. The record itself in a round plastic inner sleeve with a pair of paper panties wrapped around it. Here's, from the aforementioned Billion Dollar Babies LP, the leadoff track, Hello Hooray.
Yeah. audience that's coming to the tree. Loving every second, every moment, every scream. I've been waiting so long to sing this song. And I've been waiting so long for this thing to come.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. The next two tracks are taken from LPs that use the same technology, if you can call it technology, that Papa Books employed when you open the gatefold. Badger and Jethro Tull. Badger was co-founded by ex-Yes keyboardist Tony Kaye and released two LPs in 1973 and 74. The first, One Live Badger, was recorded at the Rainbow when they opened for the aforementioned Yes. When you opened the gatefold, a badger popped up. The band was signed to Atlantic. The cover art was by Roger Dean. We'll hear the track, The Preacher. Jethro Tull's pop-up LP was the aptly named Stand Up from 1969. Opening the gatefold presented the band. Subsequent reissues did not include this feature. From this album, we'll hear A New Day Yesterday, the opening track.
He wakes up and reaches for the whiskey by his side. His heart is filled with shame, but he can't turn the tide, don't know. Still he spreads the word of God. It's all he's got to keep from going insane. No one hears him pray. You should listen well to the story that he tells. Listen to what he say, all right. Listen to the preacher. You got to stay a while, you got time to pray. The Lord believes a drunkard, but he's seen the light of day. He's just another man with Jesus still led to pray. It's a bottle every day. It's a bottle every day. We'll be right back.
says it doesn't matter now. His life is almost done. He has spent his life in vain, always trying to ease the pain in the heart of his fellow man. By now it's come to this. He's in me. Listen to what he say, alright.
Listen to the preacher.
Why don't you stay a while? You got time to pray.
Well, you know what it is, a drunkard. Let me see the light of day. Just another man in tears to bear today. It's a bottle every day. It's a bottle every day.
Another rock and roll pop-up was a way cool 1992 promotional package for Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven that I'll not include here an audio example of, mainly because it was not an LP. It included a 45 and a CD, and adhering to the unwritten no stairway rule, Even today, the song still feels overplayed. But what is not overdone, album gimmick-wise, is the use of a zoetrope. Cut from and directly pasted here is Wikipedia's definition. A pre-film animation device that produces the illusion of motion by displaying a sequence of drawings or photos showing progressive phases of that motion. A flipbookish kind of thing. But it's the Milton Bradley, yes, the board game Milton Bradley, spinning cylindrical zoetrope patented in 1867, turning here at 33 and a third, that we'll focus on. Only two album packages that I have found employed this gimmick. The Doors' second LP without Jim Morrison, 1972's Full Circle, and also from that year, Apple Records' Lon and Derek Van Eaton's Brother LP, both of which required you to punch out and assemble the zoetrope and place it on your turntable. From the Doors' LP, the first single, The Mosquito, and the Van Eaton's, their single, Sweet Music.
No me moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito, let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? Mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito, just let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? Mosquito, just let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home?
Heaven knows my heart is there, and I work and try my best to bring peace to everyone. The way to help them change their ways, the way to have them blessed. Just let them hear our guitars and feel the singing in their souls. Know the words by heart, sweet music. With sweet music.
it, I'd live it as a song. Bringing peace to everyone. Why don't you be a tambourine? And your friend could be a drum. Feel that rhythm loud and strong.
Closing the show with some over-the-top record packages, and we're starting with a single. Yeah, I know this show has been, up until this point, all about the LP, but this record is just too cool not to mention, and besides, it's my show, I can do what I want. Meet the Swedish band, the Shout Out Louds, formed in 2001. Their single for their yet-unnamed 2013 LP, Blue Ice, was issued in an insanely limited promotional package to fans and media of just 10 copies. The box included a bottle of distilled water and a vinyl mold that, when frozen, produces a record of ice. An instructional video showed the lucky few how to accomplish what is, by far, the coolest promotional single of all time. Here's some of those instructions and the single, Blue Ice.
Unscrew the cap of the bottle. Pour the enclosed water into the mold, aiming at the center. Use approximately half the bottle, maybe a little more. Put the mold in your freezer and keep it there for no less than 6 hours. Flip the record around as shown. Gently remove the ice record. With a knife, make an air pocket. Put your fingernail in this pocket and spin it around the entire record. Voila, it comes loose.
Airport, a city, a moment. I keep drifting away, drifting away, drifting away. And you keep fading away, fading away, fading away. It always ends in the same way. The sun gets in your eyes. I won't be surprised next time. It always ends in the same way. The sun gets in your eyes. I won't be surprised next time. But this blue eyes, this blue eyes, came out of the blue.
Another release that's not a record at all, but still in need of a mention, but not an audio example of this show, is the Flaming Lips 2011 Gummy Song Skull. An almost lifelike gummy candy skull requiring your brain surgery skills to extract the memory stick inside, containing four lips tracks. We classic rock fans thought our LPs were cool, despite there being nothing comparable to the current generation of releases. Our generation was perfectly happy with inserts, posters, and stickers. Electric Light Orchestra's 1977 LP Out of the Blue ticked numerous boxes in the cool packaging checklist. Gatefold, two LPs, a poster, limited edition blue vinyl, and a punch-out assemblable mobile. From that LP, Mr. Blue Sky, the second single selected, released also in blue vinyl, but only in the UK.
Some girls
Wings' 1975 LP Venus and Mars, their fourth, sixth overall McCartney solo release, makes the list this week with a single record gatefold, custom inner sleeves, two posters, and two stickers. All photos by Linda, art design by Hypnosis. Here's the title.
Sitting in the stand of the sports arena, waiting for the show to begin. Red lights, green lights, strawberry wine. A good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all right.
There's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Since we're not zero, we don't need to accept something.